Amy, A-M-Y, Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N. Today's 8/22/23. She was born 7/28/78. Chief complaint, headache, number one, cough, number two, congestion, number three, leg pain, number four, palpitation, number five, dizziness, number six, severe muscle pain, 102 temperature, next number, diarrhea, next number is abdominal pain, next number, off and on sleepiness, next number, palpitations. Our patient is a 45-year-old woman, married for 24 years. She's developed above-mentioned symptoms off and on for the past 3 days. She tested positive for COVID today. She's never been vaccinated against COVID, period, medication. She's been on some kind of antibiotics in the past, but nothing on a regular basis. Medical problems, no hypertension, no diabetes, no obesity, no sleep apnea, surgery, hysterectomy. One ovary was left behind. She doesn't know which one. That was years ago. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, family history, mom is okay, dad had some kind of hyponatremia, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, allergy, no drug allergy. Mammogram, has had one mammogram in the past year or two. Review of system as above, she weighs 171 pounds, she's lost 5 pounds because she hasn't been able to eat, 97% oxygen, 98.3, 16, 92, 122 over 76. Heart positive, some positive, to lungs, for your bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflammatory non-focal skin shows no rash. Strep is negative, flu A is negative, flu B is negative, COVID is positive. Chest x-ray today shows no evidence of pneumonia. Number one, COVID, positive COVID. Number two, leg pain and arm pain related to COVID. Number three, no sign of DVT noted. Number four, rocephalin gram now. Next one is dexamethasone 8 milligram now. Next one is Paxlovid. Next one is Bromfed DM for cough. Next number, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits in face of nausea and vomiting. Next one is very mild fatty liver. Next number, bladder looks okay. Next one is carotid was done in face of dizziness. And no carotid stenosis was noted. Also, she has had some family history of stroke and grandparents. Next number, echocardiogram for palpitation is totally negative. Next number, pelvic exam is a negative. No fluids or other issues noted. Status post hysterectomy. Next number, hello. Next number is renal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, soft tissue is consistent with lymphadenopathy in face of positive COVID. Next number, if we'll start the patient on the medication. She will go to the emergency room if she has chest pain or shortness of breath. I explain to her why. Next one, she take baby aspirin for the next 10 days. Next one is vitamin D for the next 10 to 20 days. Next number is patient understands my instruction and we'll call if any changes noted. This was discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.